So trying to move people into essentially hotel settings if they are highly at risk for the spread of the disease. The high-risk categories right now that we're working with are based on CDC guidance and guidance from Dr. Kane locally, which is people over 60 and people who have underlying health conditions that make them more at risk for developing a serious problem were they to catch COVID-19. And that includes diabetes, asthma, obesity, cardiovascular disease, liver and kidney disease, immunocompromised status. So people who have HIV or AIDS would all fall into those categories.
I know that the Damien Center was able to use some HUD money early on to do just that, you know, put people who are at high risk into hotel rooms. How are you identifying these people, you said, through the health department, and how's that process going?
The health department and CHIP, the Coalition for Homelessness Intervention and Prevention, are using their HMIS system, which is a records-keeping system that's used for continuum of care for housing options, are identifying people whose existing records show that they may be in these high-risk categories. And then nurses and a physician associated with the health department are going to be doing screenings to verify that status.
Where is the funding coming to be able to set, you know, these people up in hotel rooms? I know that, you know, other cities have been able to do this pretty extensively.
Well, the funding part is still a work in progress. Our initial round that we're going to be starting this week, we are using some existing funding, and we are hoping to get reimbursement through FEMA eventually. Over the course of the next several weeks, we will likely be making requests to use some of the coronavirus relief fund money from the Treasury that the city received to expand this project. And ultimately, the goal would be once we've done stage one and tried to get as many people as possible who are in the high-risk categories in the hotels, and depending on the way the course the crisis takes and funding availability and other stuff like that, we will look at whether we can get people from congregate shelters into hotels, period, regardless of their high-risk status. Just because, honestly, in a pandemic situation, people in barracks-style accommodations in a shelter is not ideal for public health. It's better than nothing, but, you know, if we can figure out a way to get as many people as possible into individualized rooms while this runs its course, that would be the ideal.
About how many people are you hoping to be able to help?
This initial wave, we're going to do 50 high-risk individuals. We have an option with our contract with the hotel to expand it up to 100. And then if we secure additional funding, I would imagine that we're looking at something like an additional 250 to 300 people.
Is there an idea what we might do, you know, as the city opens back up? Is that something that we'll, you know, try to keep? What are plans moving forward?
One thing that I think there's an emerging national consensus about is that investing in hotel options, especially for people that are at the highest risk categories, is a good investment. It's something that is necessary from a humanitarian point of view, and also just from a very clear-eyed public health point of view, that congregate shelters can be very risky places for people that would have a hard time potentially if they were to get sick. As fast as we can provide other options, the better. So I think that's our number one priority.
Thank you so much for taking some time today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.